including Danny Espinosa, who had a 3-run bomb in the 9th inning, which, yes, Corey?
Who's Marte? Jeffrey Marte.
That's Jeffrey Marte.
Okay.
No CJ Cron last night.
Oh, I'm about to say that something don't look right about this.
No CJ Cron in the lineup last night.
Yeah, I was not happy about that.
So for the A's, Manaea lets up 4 runs. Not, you know, not great. But nevertheless.
I mean, Mike Trout is on this team, too. He had an RBI, you know, an RBI triple.
He sure did. So let's fast forward a little bit, shall we? Let's fast forward to the 8th inning, because they were down until that, because 4 runs scored against Bud Norris here and Blake Parker. So let's get to the 8th inning, because now they're up again. Now they're up. They're up 2 runs as we head to the 8th inning. Remember last night, the night before, I should say, we saw Sean Doolittle pitch the 8th, part of the 8th, and Ryan Matson pitch part of the 8th. So last night, in the 8th inning, who comes in? Ryan Matson. Now, I have to look this up, because I don't know the answer, so hold on, I'm going to look it up right now. Because the night before, everyone's like, well, they brought in Ryan Matson because he's the best pitcher, and they wanted him to face the heart of the order. Well, here we go once again. He faces the heart of the order. He faces Cole Calhoun, Mike Trout, and Albert Pujols. Back-to-back nights, he faced the same guys. Is it Matson facing the heart of the order, or is it Matson pitching the 8th inning? I don't know.
Well, he's in the highest leverage situation, which, is he going to be like the Andrew Miller-type guy for them? That's what it's starting off to look like. It's actually the right move to make here.
I agree it's the right move to make for the A's, but for our purposes as fantasy owners, I'm looking elsewhere now.
Yes, but if Matson keeps getting the job done, he might eventually, they might say, hey, look, we need to lock down this 9th inning.
I don't agree. I mean, because they're, like you said, they're using like Andrew Miller in the highest leverage situations. Like, let's get through it. We'll go with somebody else in the 9th inning. But last night, Corey, the man in the 9th inning wasn't the same guy that was in the 9th inning the night before. Because we saw Santiago Casilla, and we all ran, and by we, I mean me, all ran to pick up Santiago Casilla. 9th inning, they're up 2 runs, and who comes in?
Dull.
Ryan Dull.
Who, in my opinion, is probably the best arm out of them. And the guy that I really thought would take this job.
And you think I'm going to sit up here and lose sleep over these pitchers? You never go on the Oakland A's that pitch 1 inning. I can't do this part about it. This is too, I don't have the patience for this. Casilla, Dull, Matson, yeah, this harder to order this. 9th inning in that. I don't like it.
Listen, I agree with that. And we said this yesterday, the A's are going to be a pain in the ass all year.
Yeah.
100%. But
is there 30 saves in this situation somewhere, Matt?
Somebody, the A's will save 30 games at some point, you know,
no question,
throughout the course of the season.
Yeah.
But I don't think, the guy who might get the most saves on the A's is probably the guy we haven't even talked about. And that's Frankie Montas.
Frankie Montas has not been given an opportunity yet.
Not yet.
Could come later on, of course. But Ryan Dull, it looks like, at least for now, he probably could cross his name off the list.
Yeah, which is sick, because I really thought he was the most talented.
Well, as a Santiago Casilla owner now, I am quite proud. I'm quite proud of this revelation, for the record.
There's a lot going on. Yes. There's a lot going on in Oakland.
That there is. I mean, look, I mean,
at one point last year, and I think it might have been Oakland with Matson. It was, actually. Somebody dropped Ryan Matson when he blew a couple, and then Sean Doolittle was coming back, and someone in my league dropped him. He just sat on the waiver wire for a week, two. I was just sitting there because nobody wanted to just dive back into this A's situation. I was like, all right, he's a closer. Like, I'll just pick him up. And I did. I got a couple saves out of him, and only a couple because A's never won. And it gets to the point where Corey was kind of just talking about where it's like, it's just not worth getting
involved. It's not worth it, yeah.
It's not worth it. You'll just pull your hair out. And when it comes to Santiago Casilla, listen, it's day two, so I'm going to give this guy a shot. Like, I think, I truly believe, you know, if the A's have a save situation today, Max is not going to pitch because he pitched 2 days in a row. Doolittle will pitch and Casilla will pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Casilla has done it before, so he has that on the resume. Doolittle, I don't know if Doolittle can be a closer right now. I just, at one point he was very promising, but with the injuries and stuff, I don't know if he has the stuff to close anymore. And like you say, these managers seem to love it. Santiago Casilla's resume says, I've done it before, I've done it before. So I'm assuming he's going to get the next opportunity.
So we are in agreement there.